sofa, duck.
Why we put our hand on the door? I think.
Why?
And then in that moment, in that.
This is called cosmic murder. Cosmic murder. One of the murder, Buddha's murder. There are many and many murderers. But this is good. Question. Have you some other question? I'll talk about it.
You're taking out Buddha actually, doesn't it? Does it? Do you always come out or do you have to forget about adding that for memory that you have to put into your ball?
You do not, understand what I say exactly. I'll explain it. This life. Some other question? Maybe better to explain your question and then some more people will have some other question, I think. I think you are trying to figure out what is Buddha nature. Isn't that fun? Because I did not explain what it is, but I just pointed out this is Buddha nature. But I didn't say what it is. That is Buddha nature, something. Buddha nature is, it is impossible to understand psychological way or philosophical way or scientific way. In this, you cannot understand in this way. So that is why we should know what is science, what is philosophy, what is some culture, the science. Do you know all? We should know all our mental functions, or else you will say this is, our religious mental function. You will say in this way. You will point that out. Some of the mental function and say this is Buddha. This is a fundamental function of man, our mind. This is mistake. Do you understand? The soon after, the philosopher who tried to establish the authority of, authority of human being, human nature. They tried to figure out what is our mental function. And all the culture should be established by ourselves, by our human nature. So they studied what is human nature and what is our function of our mind. Pursue for truth, pursue for morality, pursue for beauty. Those three are our mental function. You know, there is no other mental function besides those three. It is true.
Okay, then.
When they try to establish, you know, their own culture, you know, our own culture, our human culture, a humanity, you know, so-called humanity, to establish our authority. Before, you know, that our civilization was in dark age, your civilization is that under the influence of Christianity, authority of Christianity. So scientific truth is not absolute truth for you. But after the dark age, you try, philosopher at least try to establish human culture. To establish human culture, they have to figure out what is our function of mind, human being. Human being, mind of human being. Now you know how they count three, and there is no other function in our mind. Pursue for truth, that is science, pure science. Pursue for good, that is ethics.
Okay.
Pursue for beauty, that is aesthetics. Those three, there is no other culture in human being. But they could not, you know, deny their tradition, Christian tradition, religious tradition. Then what is religious tradition? What is the religious function of our mind? But those religious function is supposed to be the combination of the three, the religious function. When those three functions get over and work on something that is a religious function of mind, if one particular function of mind, but that is science or ethics or aesthetics. If three functions work together, that is holy function of our mind. That is, you know, your interpretation of human culture. And there is no other function of our mind. But for Buddhism, that is not enough. For Buddhism, that is not enough. And you realize, Western philosophers realize that is not enough. So nowadays, you do not apply this three ways of classification of our mind. Because actually, to classify our function of mind makes everything clear, but it doesn't work so well, you know. If you study, even though you study ethics only, you cannot, you will not be helped by ethics. That is a kind of study. You can write something interesting, but actually, it is just to read, not to help you yourself, actually. But that will just, you will be interested in it, that's all. And after you know that, it will, that's all. You may ask, and what? If philosopher say something, you may say, and what? And what it is for? I understand what you said, but what it is for, and what? This kind of, you know, civilization is not so good, you know. It will not help you. Sometimes you will be bound by the civilization. And more you will be mechanized. And you form some pattern of life, some special pattern of life. That is, I think, based on civilization. So that is why, you know, Buddhist, for Buddhists, that is very your study helps a lot, because your civilization will how your civilization helps Buddhism is what we want to say is all the mental function, you know, so-called mental function. Whatever it is not, you know, true religious function. That is function of small mind. That is not function of big mind. So, if you say, I attained enlightenment, I know what is Buddhism, then we will not see your culture, your... your books, you know. Oh, this is enlightened psychologists say this so and so, and this is exactly what you meant. Do you agree with it? If you say this is me, then I say that is not good. People, even though I don't know what is.
What is written on the book.
I can just ask you, is it what you meant? And if you say this is it, I say no. It's quite simple. It makes, you know, it helps, but very much in this way. Then, you know, if I think that it not, then I can tell you what it is, you know, what we mean by religion, function. I don't say religion, function of my mind, but it. Religious function. So,
or God, you give back.
The religion activity is the right word. Religious function of mind being not the right word. What is religious activity? And religious activity is self use of. big activity. Big activity. Self use of big mind is religion. Helps. Self use. Not my mind or not even mind. Self use of big one activity. Everything works at one or
well
activity. Including the style and the modern ourselves, mind and body and everything. That is what we mean by religious function. If so, you cannot figure out by your small life. So, if science and human mind work together in big scale, that is true. That is true. That. If they work together with mutual understanding. When they want to work together, there should be some mutual understanding under some system. At least each scientist and philosopher should know the limit of their work. This is your study, and this is my study.
Yep.
This kind of preparation is necessary, and Dogen was very much and very, very strict with this idea.
You in one fair day to climb the mountain on the and if you become light in the deity light
you
see.
Graham.
If you and what was your question? Really?
Oh, no.
Your question.
My question is not me.
Oh, it's a cosmic mudra. Cosmic mudra. You know, and your question related. Cosmic mudra is, this is, to sit is to participate. This is not the right word, but to participate. There you saw be at least one whole existence, including everything. So this is, you know, one soul existed, the symbol of one being existed, include everything. So, it is symbol of our practice. When we, you know, practice beyond our understanding. When we just participate in being active. This is being active. We are participating. The being active. And to come up is, you know, you come up all the way to the sun by studying many things, scientific study and various study you do. Not you are not scientist or but you are all of your life will be classified or will be interpreted in three ways. And you are making effort to know what is not what is science, but you are trying to improve yourself in various aspects, mostly maybe emotional way. But anyway, you are trying to improve yourself in various ways. And more, you will not tired out. you know that you cannot what are you actually for what you are actually working for or what is your basic intention to do something, to do, to read, or to do something. Then, sooner or later, you will reach that same point, which is in most request or enlightenment or whatever is said with the name. Then, all what you do, you will find out. All what you do is based on, has been based on your inverse request. Before you did know that, you are just wondering about. But after that, you know the oneness of wondering about and enlightened life. Before you realize your inmost nature, you know, that it, for you that is wandering apart, but for Buddha it is not so, but for you it is wandering apart. Once you know what it is, what it was for, you will find out the meaning of what you have been doing. This is to go up and to come down. This is a big scale of understanding of big, deep scale.
Hey.
It does not mean to be a grasper, but to be a, you know, isn't it? It is possible for everyone.
You see, also with friends, then, at the end of the 2 or 3 years, they're sure on around that I come here when you too late.
Too late, you're the turning moment in there.
The news died.
Too late. I mean, when you are too old. Not too late, but you regret. Why didn't I realize it before?
Yeah.
It is not too late, but when you are so idle, when you do your present moment, I should say, if you don't work hard, it will be too late. You must not be always too late. too far. Truth is here, you know, light here.
I have nothing done with
it. You should not be too late or too far. Light here. It is written on your back. It's okay. All the scriptures take written on your back and front.